From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, October the 4th, 2011. Every week, this podcast brings you the news that shapes the geospatial industry and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, today in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
What's your most indispensable business tool? What's that one item or app that you could not do without to do your job? Today we'll offer our personal choices for things that make our jobs easier. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Esri. Join us for a free U.S. nationwide seminar to learn how to extend the reach of your GIS. Get more information and register today at esri.com/extendyourreach.
Now, Dina, there's lots of things that we use on a daily basis that are truly indispensable. Obviously, email is indispensable. We couldn't do without our computer screens, you know, some really basic things. So that's really not what we're going to talk about today. We really want to delve into some of those little things that maybe we can share with our listeners about the things that will really make our job easier. So let's start off. Adina, we've chosen a few, three, perhaps four apps that we think are just indispensable. I'm going to turn the ball over to you, and let's start off with your first choice.
Okay, my first choice was really easy because earlier this week it didn't work and I had to go find an alternative, which I didn't like as well. So the first thing on my list is Jing, officially called the Jing Project. It's a project out of TechSmith, which makes a bunch of other sort of screen capture, video editing kinds of tools. And the Jing Project is unique because it allows you to capture part of your screen or a window on your screen, mark it up, and if you like, host it in the cloud and share a link with anybody you'd like. And you can also do that with a little video that you capture on your screen. And I cannot live without this because I'm constantly capturing, honestly, mostly errors in how something looks or how some code is working, and I can send that graphic to whoever is responsible, either within our team or without. And the other thing I use it for is when I get an email from, often I use this with my students, but again, I also use it within Directions and without. How do I do this? Sort of walk me through the how you do something, and I can make a little movie, host it up in the cloud, send them a URL, and we're done.
Yeah, and there are a couple of options. So what was the option that you had to choose since Jing was not working?
Jing was out of commission. I used a tool that comes with my Mac OS X, and I can't even remember the name of it, but I had to like look up how it worked, and it did not work. And the other thing that I really like about Jing is when it's running, it appears on your screen as this little sun up in the corner that's just waiting for you to use it when you need it. And I like that far better than having to remember some combination of keys, which is how many of the other ones work. I'm definitely sold on Jing, and I'm happy to report that I reinstalled it, and it's working fine today.
Good. The first one I chose is my Sennheiser headset. It's a really nice, very comfortable. It's the PC-151 model. I go through headsets quite frequently, and they were usually lower end, $30 or so. They were okay. I think they did their job. But since we have been doing a lot of podcasting and webinars, and because as a virtual company, we speak to each other on a daily basis, not always through the telephone, sometimes through IM, sometimes via GoToMeeting, which is another one of those things we couldn't do without, I needed a better headset. So this model is about $150. I think it gives me excellent sound quality. They are extremely comfortable. They don't make my ears sweat. They are really a fine piece of equipment, worth the money if you're sitting under a headset for a couple hours a day.
Okay, for number two, and maybe this is a gimme, but I don't think it is. The second thing I could not do without is Google Search. And I don't just mean the box that sits in front of you when you type in google.com. I mean the advanced search, where you have far more capabilities of narrowing down to a time frame, to a specific domain. I use that all the time. And I will go so far that I will use it against a company's domain, because because I think it's better than the typical search that they have implemented on their website. And as somebody who's supposed to be up to date on the news and keeping our readers and listeners up to date on the news, I just cannot do without it. It's the gold standard. I've tweaked it and I've got saved searches and can't live without it.
Right. And the thing I've been most impressed with what you do for us here at Directions is find the news before anybody else finds it. And obviously, you've got it down to a fine science.
I like to think so. And it's not to say that I catch everything, but I like to think I catch more than many.
The next tool I want to talk about is a little tool called Hypersnap. And Hypersnap is also a screen capture tool, although I use it mostly for editing of any type of graphics and all types of file formats, JPEGs, GIFs, TIFFs, PNGs, EPS, anything that you can think of. When I capture it, I mean, because we create lots of documents either for marketing purposes, for the web, little pieces of clip art that we want to embed into articles, I'm constantly opening this thing up. It allows me to adjust the hue, intensity, saturation of the image, crop it, slice it, dice it, make it black and white, blur it, sharpen it, whatever you want. It's one of those tools that I have open more than I'd like to admit, perhaps. But it's a great little tool. And I think Hypersnap, there's another version, Hypercam, that does something similar to Jing. I don't use that one.
Right now, is that a freebie?
Hypersnap, I believe, is free to download, but I have paid for the upgraded version. No, I think it's got a limited time on being free, but I went and paid for a full license version so I can get updates.
Right, and Jing is free. There is an updated version, but you can use it for free with the cloud storage, and certainly Google Search is also free. Okay, my last one, I'm going to cheat and make this sort of a bundle because these three things go together, and without one of them, the whole constellation would fall apart. And this is my solution for getting the depth of news that I need to do my job. And this is my traveling audio package. And this includes, I have several Apple iPod Shuffles. That's the tiny one. In fact, I'm a couple generations back because I like the one that's kind of rectangular because it clips onto my hat when I go running. Which everyone I have shown it to who is a runner is like, that's the cleverest thing ever. And I like to think that I invented it, but I didn't. Apple invented it. And while you see lots of pictures of people clipping it to their shirt or whatever, if you clip it to your hat, there's all the wires go up under your hat, and it's awesome. So to go with my shuffle, I had to get a solution for keeping the earbuds in my ears. Because when you're running or doing anything intense or jumping around, I don't have the kind of ears where things stay in, the things fall out. So I spent a lot of time on the floor at actually the Boston Marathon Expo this year and went around and tried on all the different solutions, one of which I think was from the company that makes your headphones, Joe.
Sennheiser.
Yeah. High-end audio stuff.
Yeah, the high-end audio. Yeah.
But the solution that I finally chose is from a company called Yurbuds, Y-U-R-B-U-D-S. And what they have are these kind of giant additions to your existing earbuds that attach onto them, and they're silicone. And I know this sounds strange and uncomfortable, but it's not. They kind of screw into your ear, and they come in different sizes for different sizes of ear. And I got to tell you, they've only fallen out on me once, and that's when I think I got sunscreen in my ear, and they got all slippery, and they kind of slipped out. But other than that, I have worn these for miles and miles and miles out in the world, in the rain, on the treadmill, on the bus, on the train, on the airplane. And again, I had a slight failure in that I lost one of them a couple weeks ago, and I was miserable. And to their credit, they sent me a replacement for free, which was awesome.
Wow, great customer service.
I've just been incredibly happy with these. They are not super audio high-end, because they attach to whatever buds you have. So I actually use them with the Apple earbuds that come with them. But I'm not an audio fanatic for sound quality. So let me just say that. Okay, so that's two parts of it. The third part of this trio, of course, is the content. And that's the podcasts that I listen to. And I saw yet again on Twitter about how podcasts podcasts are dead and podcasting is dead. And if you think that's the case, you obviously aren't into podcasts, and that's fine. That is absolutely fine. But for those of us who have taken the time to seek out the podcasts that enhance our job performance, this is not the recreational ones. I've got a bunch of recreational ones I listen to too. But for my job, I cannot live without Buzz Out Loud. And if you haven't heard about Buzz Out Loud, it was a daily until last week, and it has now gone to a weekly, and the uproar in the community was just huge. People just were going nuts. So that tells me about the fact that podcasting is not dead. The other podcast that I cannot live without, again, for my job, is For Immediate Release, the Hobson and Holtz Report. They are both communicators, and this is a podcast about the tech, the sort of the meshing of communications and technology. So that's where I learn about a lot of the new kind of tools that we use at Directions. It's how I keep up with best practices in communications. All good, and all of this stuff helps to entertain me while I'm running and traveling on the bus. So it does double duty. So that's kind of a long-winded explanation, but I can't live without that set of things.
Yeah, that's really interesting. The last one I wanted to mention was something we're beginning to use more and more of as we work with clients, and that's Dropbox. It's a very simple way to store documents in the cloud and then share a particular folder with clients. It really has helped us, from a company point of view, be able to service our clients, because when we're sharing documents back and forth and there's revision after revision of things that need to get passed to and from them, this has become our staple. And in general, is our ability to share things using cloud tools really has made a huge difference. It's certainly, to me, a sign of where things are moving. I think we had been a little bit reticent to share things from a cloud perspective. In other words, we would, in the past, just email documents to people. Well, now we upload them into the Dropbox, and it's a great tool.
It's interesting that all of these tools sort of revolve around getting and finding information that you individually need and then sharing it out. And what this comes back to, as I'm thinking about it, and this is an idea I got from For Immediate Release, that every company is a media company. Now, we are a media company, but I would argue that all of the folks listening to this podcast in the geospatial community, maybe they consider themselves geospatial companies, but guess what? They're also media companies.
And the ability to communicate makes an incredible difference into how we in the media perceive that company and how they, from an internal point of view, communicate with their stakeholders, employees, clients, whoever. So they have to become more media savvy. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, Esri, would like to remind you that Esri Community Analyst helps city and municipal planners allocate critical resources to best serve constituents. A cloud-based solution, it provides access to health, economic, and education data to support effective strategies for policy creation. For more information and to request a free 14-day trial, visit esri.com/community analyst. And from us here at Directions Magazine, we want you to save the date for the 7th Location Intelligence Conference that for the first time will be co-located with the Oracle Spatial Users Group meeting. The joint conference will be held May 22nd and 23rd in Washington, D.C. More details about speaking and sponsoring can be found at locationintelligence.net. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Leave a comment in the comment box where this podcast is posted, or send us a message via Twitter @DirectionsMag. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.